Hello and welcome to the Monster Jam Weekly Podcast. My name is Monster Jam Historian. You can follow me on Instagram at Monster Jam Historian. You can also check out my YouTube channel where I post Monster Jam related content and occasionally some other stuff. We're on Podbean now, very exciting. And if you're still listening on YouTube, hello. You can check out the official page for the Monster Jam Weekly podcast on Instagram at MonsterJamWeekly_podcast. We've got quite a few bits of news to talk about, as well as upcoming events and a review of Arlington. Stay tuned, get ready, because it's time to jam. It's time for the news. So first up is the Louisville, Kentucky show next year. In the previous episode, I mentioned that Lindsay Rattou and Devin Jones have a possibility of driving El Toro Loco and Megalodon. However, I wasn't sure, and now I have evidence and confirmation that Lindsay Rattou will be driving El Toro Loco for this event and Devin Jones will be driving Megalodon. I am currently unclear as whether or not Lindsay will be driving El Toro Loco for all of the shows that she's at, and same with Devin Jones. I checked the other shows, the Evansvale one, and they are still booked to drive Pretty Wicked and Barbarian. However, things may change in the future. This event also is the first event since Saudi Arabia 2017 without a Gravedigger truck. This is very interesting. They normally put Gravedigger on just about every show. In fact, every show, every tour that Monster Jam does, there is always a Gravedigger. So it's very interesting to not have a Gravedigger competing. We move on to talk about the driver changes. This is still part of the news. Extermigator, last episode, the driver was to be announced, and we now know the driver will be Aaron Basil. So JR McNeil has been injured since April, and according to one of my sources, he's been out of action since then. And thus, he's given the driving, or given Extermigator to Aaron to drive for next year on the Green Tour. We move to Triple Threat East, and his brother, Darren Basil, will be driving Monster Mutt and will be competing on Ice Cream Man. Both drivers are fantastic. Darren, he hasn't driven since the More Monster Jam tour in 2015, where he was behind the wheel of NEA. And Aaron hasn't really, he has driven a few trucks, but Darren hasn't been behind the wheel. Both are very underrated drivers, and I'm glad to see them competing once again. I wish Darren was driving a different truck, just because there's already a lot of Monster Mutts. Maybe like a Dragon would have been cool, but nonetheless, Darren Basil will be driving Monster Mutt on Ice Cream Man. Monster Jam posted their international schedule article written by Larry Jewett. Most of it was stuff that I think I covered in the last episode, but the most interesting was them talking about Saudi Arabia. So there will be 6 nights in late November, which is part of the Ryder Car Expo for Ryder season. So it will be held in a specially constructed arena. No news about what that'll look like. There'll be a pit party each day, so from November 21st to 26th, there will be a pit party. I don't know how many shows. I imagine 6 because they're there for 6 nights, which would be a lot of, 6 days of Monster Jam is quite a lot. But hey, you never know. There was no announcement of trucks yet. Maybe Gravedigger will be going there. The last time they went to Saudi Arabia, they had 6 trucks, and Gravedigger was not one of them, as previously mentioned. So maybe Gravedigger will come. However, he may not. I believe that was due to religious reasons, because most of the trucks were censored. Blue Thunder had no lightning. Team Hot Wheels had no skull. Yeah, so maybe Gravedigger will come. We don't know. When the announcement for the official lineup is given, or when I find out, I will let you guys know. This one was one I didn't really take notice to. So Two Wheel Skills is one of my favorite events and many people's favorite event, minus freestyle. That's a clear one. But now it's being referred to as the Skills Challenge. So Arlington just got referred to it as Skills Challenge. It's the first time since they've done it. They apparently announced it on the 2020 season kickoff show, which I did watch. I didn't hear anything. And when I went to Melbourne for Monster Jam, they called it Two Wheel Skills. And all the other events until Arlington was called Two Wheel as well. So I don't know. I'm not bothered by this name change. I think they did it because now they're allowing one donut instead of 2 2-wheel moves. So yeah, that's another thing. It's time for the upcoming events. We have 2 events to talk about. The first one is Puerto Rico at the Puerto Rico Coliseum. It's on November 1st to November 3rd for 2019. It's one of the last shows for Monster Jam and one of the last shows on the international tour. It's also on the same time as Monster Jam in Japan. So the lineup will feature Kayla Blood in Soldier Fortune, Armando Castro in El Toro Loco, Blake Granger in Max D, Lindsay Ratu in Pretty Wicked, Zane Ratu in Stinger Unleashed, Justin Hicks, Pirate's Curse, Cody Socie, Monster Energy, and Brandon Vinson for Gravedigger. The next event is at Sioux Falls at the Denny Sanford Premier Center, November 8th and November 9th. It will feature Barbarian, Devin Jones, Bounty Hunter, David Olfert, Earthshaker, Tristan England, Gravedigger, Randy Brown, Iron Outlaw, Tanner Root, and Raminator, Mark Hall. That is a pretty good lineup, I must say. David Olfer is a fantastic driver. He used to be a crew guy for Brianna Mahan, and he was really good. And now he started to drive. He's been driving Megalodon, but he will be driving Bounty Hunter at this event. It's time for the event summaries. Monster Jam returned to Arlington for the second show in October. Yes, so, man, what a fantastic show. The track was the 2020 Red Tour track, so it was exactly the same, again, minus the colors. Beautiful looking track. Thousands of fans packed into AT&T Stadium. It is a beautiful stadium. The track was well prepared. Freestyle was entertaining. Racing was action-packed. And Two Wheel Skills was exciting. Very, very awesome event. Racing, Camden Murphy took the win again. This was awesome to see Camden have a fantastic, he's been having a fantastic season. I cannot believe how much he's progressed as a driver. He has just been off the hook driving the Bakugan Dragonoid. The Skills Challenge winner was Tom Mentz in Max D Fire. He's also been on a roll this year, possibly his best season in quite a few years. I'd almost say up there with his 2002 season, or even 2003 was good. The freestyle champion was Adam Anderson, and he also took the overall event championship. This is something different I wanted to talk about. I thought it would make more sense to give it its own category. Moments. So these were my top three moments of Arlington. Adam Anderson's cartwheel. So he gets a bit squirrely at the end of the run. He hits the jammer on the other side and he cross threads over the Big Daddy ramp and does a cartwheel at the bottom. I'm sorry. If no one gets that reference, it's from the All-Star Challenge. Thank you to Ryan Lacoste for providing us with some amazing memes and now giving me a reason to call it the Big Daddy ramp. So I'm just going to refer to it as that now. It was a fantastic cartwheel and he saved it, which was awesome. Heavy D attempted a mini flip. I don't think he's been able to land one all year. So he went for the mini flip, the 8-pack ramp, and he did a mini flip. However, he did not land it. He rolled over in spectacular fashion, and that was entertaining. And of course, Tom Mentz with a fantastic moonwalk off of the backflip ramp. That was fantastic. So that is it for today's episode. Thank you guys for listening. I want to mention that I am going to do, later on in the year, we'll be doing a 2019 recap and a 2020 preview, as well as talk about some of the best moments of the year, talk about drivers and stuff. It'll be very awesome. So thank you guys for listening and watching. Remember, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Monster Jam Historian. Also Monster Jam Historian on YouTube. Monster Jam Weekly Podcast on YouTube and Podbean. And at Monster Jam Weekly Podcast for Instagram. Thank you guys for listening. Keep rocking. Bye guys.